Chapter 3. Race, the American Delusion. The chances of factual truth surviving the onslaught of power are very slim indeed. It is always in danger of being maneuvered out of the world not only for a time, but potentially forever. Hannah Arendt, 1967. Having grown up in a conservative Republican family in Delaware, I found myself mesmerized by the unfolding Watergate scandal. The sense of living historic drama happening in real time was galvanizing, and the reporting in the Washington Post, particularly by Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein, made a profound impression on me. I found it inspiring that two young reporters and their newspaper could play such a significant watchdog role in our society. As the evidence uncovered by Woodward, Bernstein, and other investigators mounted, along with millions of other Americans, I had personally come to believe that Richard Nixon was guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, and therefore should be impeached. In early 1974, as this drama was nearing its climax, I went to Washington to intern for Senator William V. Roth, a Delaware Republican who had served on the staff of General Douglas MacArthur in World War II and later received a law degree and an MBA from Harvard University. I found the congressional offices, hallways, and cafeterias teeming with embryonic politicians, or at least young wannabes, and I suppose I was no different. It was exhilarating to be in our nation's capital, and on evenings before heading home to the dilapidated attic room I'd rented in a Constitution Avenue row house, I'd gaze endlessly at the beautifully lit Capitol dome just blocks away. On weekends, I would sit atop the Lincoln Memorial steps, peering out across the National Mall, or I'd perch myself by the Lee Mansion atop Arlington Cemetery, directly above the graves of John and Robert Kennedy, with its astonishing view of Memorial Bridge and the city of Washington. Months before he was slain, President Kennedy had visited the Lee Mansion and admired the extraordinary view, commenting, "I could stay here forever." My Washington internship had been arranged through the Political Science Department at the University of Delaware, where I was studying. Of course, in addition to politics, I'd already become interested in journalism. I'd been working in the sports department of the Wilmington News Journal, to which I returned that summer of 1974, and I'd earlier been a columnist and the editorial editor of my high school paper, the Yellow Jacket Buzz. This journalistic background raised some suspicions about me in the senator's office, so I dutifully kept...